All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Trev, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
I'm very disappointed with this Wings team. They've showed no heart. They're just not playing well. You know, over the past five games I've watched, they've been struggling in the defensive zone. They're nowhere to be found. I don't know how Ben Chiarot was not waived last night at midnight.
Well, here's where we've arrived. So, Trev, A, who are you? Are you blaming the players? Are you blaming Lalonde? Are you starting to go, hey, the Iser plan is not on track? Well, let's start there before we get into the whole roster management.
You know, I'm really starting to think that it's a mixture of all three, but it's more towards the players, for sure, 100%.
Now, look, Kenny's foolproof plan has been the following, Trevor. Hull is gone. Petrie just doesn't dress. You bring up Edvinson, and you just give it a roll. Can it be worse? I mean, last night, Trevor, I had to turn the game off last night. You get to a point where it's like, they're not here, they don't care, neither do I. That's it. Trev, they've lost six in a row, and it's like if they roll out the same team tomorrow night, I just don't know what we're doing here.
It's been embarrassing. I think Edvinson should be called up. Petrie, Hall, or Chiarot should be gone. I mean, no one's going to take them. No one's going to claim them off waivers. They're so bad. So,
Kenny, is that the move? Is that where we go?
Yeah, he's right. Nobody's going to pick them off of waivers. Nobody wants any of those contracts.
So, can I ask a question then? Why 5 years into this rebuild do we have such regrettable dreck that you even have this on the roster?
I think at the beginning of the season it was Edvinson probably isn't going to be healthy enough to crack the opening night roster, so we need to fill that stopgap. We need something there. So that was the idea of bringing those guys in. Now that he's been healthy and been NHL ready, again, waiting on you, Steve.
Yeah, I completely agree. I just want to say that only two of Steve's draft picks have played more than 10 games in the NHL. So, I understand it takes time, but much time?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And if you find the right players, look, baseball's another one of these sports that executives want to tell you it'll take a decade to rebuild a ball club. It doesn't. And again, I understand.
Well, because most of the time, if you're lucky, if you're good, you draft somebody and they may be ready in, 2.5 years? But you're looking at maybe 3 years or 4 years before they're ready to come up to the big league.
Well, it's the other example, and I know we're wide-ranging. But, like, when the Rangers select Wyatt Langford, and he is going to break camp as a rookie with the Rangers on a World Series team, and I'm sitting here with Max Clark, and I'm 4 years out, I'll never understand it.
Yeah, but sometimes that's the unicorn, Mike, where you get that one guy.
What about the kid the Angels drafted last year, Neto? He was up 6 months after they drafted him. Then they brought up their first baseman whose name escapes me.
I understand. But Mike, when you look at certain teams, yes, they just seem to find people who fall out the sky.
That's what I'm paying Iserman for! I'm not yelling at you. I'm projecting.
certain teams can just find people, and it's just like, oh, okay, there's Michael Harris. He's up with the Brave squad. Yes.
In fairness, there is guys in the minors right now who are NHL ready, who are currently blocked, that are Iserman guys. Also, the ones that he's drafted more recently seem to be blossoming pretty quickly. Kose is probably a year away, too. Your guy, the not-Italian, Mike.
Listen, my cousin is going to save this whole deal.
From like Saskatchewan.
Shut your face. There's a huge Italian community in Saskatchewan. It's a very ethnic community. Lots of Italians north of the border.
So real quick, Mike, a little off subject, but it's been official. The Niners have just released Eric Armstead, one of the teams interested in him, the Lions. Would that be a move that moves the needle? Defensive lineman, San Francisco 49ers. They just released him.
It makes me feel a lot better because he's an accomplished player. He's reliable. He's static, which would fly in the face of how they play, which is the Niners. Armstead's always lined up on the right side. Always. Hargrave is always on the left. The Lions want to, you know, three-card money. I'm never going to say no. But Armstead is not a pass rusher.
But let me ask you this question, Rico, because maybe I'm wrong. Wasn't he injured in the playoffs? He was playing with an injury, right?
Yeah, he was dinged up.
Yeah.
But he went out there and played and actually had, you know, some big moments in the game. So he toughened it up, went out there and got it done.
If you're asking me which player I'd rather have, DJ Reader or Eric Armstead, probably Armstead. Yeah. But it's...
So, yeah, David, but it's one of those 20 games into the season, everybody's hurt.
Here's the problem. The other issue I take and why I'm not excited about either Reader or Armstead, they're both 30 years old. It's a young man's game. And if I'm going to sign a guy who's... Like, if I sign Khalil Mack, well, he's old, Mike. He's a specialist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go get the quarterback.
Like
Danielle Hunter, I know he's in his upper 20s. The production's there. I need you to kill the quarterback. But no, I like players with pedigree. I like players that have played for winning teams. I like from the culture aspect. So. Yeah, I would imagine it would be a short deal.
I'm just letting you know, yeah, they released him, and I guess the Lions were one of the teams that are showing some interest in him.
All right. I wouldn't be mad. Go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Brian. What's going on?
Not much. Well, I, as a Lions ticket holder, season ticket holder, the big talk at the end of the year was the fact that our ticket prices went up for next year. And everyone in my group, everyone that were season ticket holders, were completely fine with that. And we're talking like I think it's between like 30-35%. Ticket increases if they went out and used that money in free agency. That was the entire talk because that felt like this is not the same old Lions. Yeah, we're going to increase prices, but we're going to actually spend that money. And all we've done to date is retread basically players that have been injured, have history injuries. And, you know, I've been on Pro Football Focus for years now. I mean, Carlton Davis, I don't think has ever had it above a 66 or 67 grade, which 60 is average, is an average player in Pro Football Focus.
Well, what I had used, you know, it's funny, and Brian, there's a lot to unpack here, and I'm glad you brought it up. I do view things the way you do. You know, the Lions, like in the middle of the night, hey, hope you enjoyed the success, here's your bill. And then we're all excited about it. We all feel like they're a Super Bowl team. And the offseason so far, yeah, I fought the battle with Carlton Davis yesterday where is he better than Cam Sutton? Yes. Well, that's no great shakes. You know, like three straight years, according to Pro Football Focus, of declining play. He's missed 16 games over 3 years, at least 4 a year. And you know what's funny, Brian? You ask yourself this. And no one gave me an answer for this yesterday. They just made fun of me and called me a racist. If he's so great, if he's this unquestioned number one impact corner, why would Tampa Bay be so apt to get rid of him?
Exactly.
When they could have just restructured him and kept him for another 2-3 years.
Yeah, and $14 million for a shutdown corner is not that expensive if he was a shutdown corner.
And if you restructured him, it'd be zero.
Exactly.
So I just like to ask that question. And again, Brian, I'm happy Carlton Davis is here. Why? He's better than what I got. But I'm not acting like you traded for Sauce Gardner.
Well, let's not act. Forget you got Amik Robinson too.
So look, he's a nickel
actually,
corner.
Actually, I was slightly more excited for that because he actually has gotten better. And the last half of the year, he was grading out at like a 76 or 77.
Yeah, he's dirt
the last
cheap.
Eight games.
He's physical, so even though he's undersized.
Better about that.
Yeah, and like, look, he's going to play the nickel, and he's cheap. I'm not mad at that. It takes a lot for me to get mad. I'm just disappointed in the signings. Like, Brian, I'm like, when you see Danielle Hunter goes 2-49 last night.
That's what ticked me off.
Okay.
That's what finally ticked me off over the edge, because that's very reasonable and only a 2-year deal.
All right, this is good.
So Brian's destroying chairs in his own house.
No.
But you could. It's just like I'm a Michigan State season ticket holder too. I can, you know, everyone always gets on me for getting on Tom because of what everything is done. You can do that. You're a fan. You can't just sit there and say, "Oh, well, they know more than me."
No,
I can't have an opinion.
No, right? Brian, it's like going to your favorite restaurant and your meal sucks. But what? You're not qualified because you didn't cook it? Stop.
Yeah,
stop. Now, I wouldn't make a habit of telling your doctor they don't know what they're doing or going to a cancer specialist and going, you're a liar. Little different than sports.
I mean, it depends on what you read on Facebook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.